Oh shit, wait first, Tiwa.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I'm playing in the Champions League, you're playing in the Europa League. Where is United? Where is Kiveria's team play?
I don't know. I'm going to leave that into the episode though, because that was funny. That was really funny.
I'm coming.
All right, boom,
don't
boom.
Worry,
I want to do.
Please, can you change that intro?
Do you know I've actually not done boom, 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 boom for a long time.
Make it worthy of a team still in Europe.
Okay. Wow. I don't know. I'll put a drop here. Hello. Hi. Yo. Oh, yeah. Let me use you. Yo, what's good, man? What's good? This is the Gold Buckets Podcast, and this is episode 11 of season 2 of the Gold Buckets Podcast. I am your host, Yaga. And I'm here with a few of my, good pals. Let's talk about sports. Basketball and football, most specifically. But as usual, as we are here today, one person is much more enthusiastic to talk about football today than the other. So let's find out who the person is. Kivari, how are you doing?
AKA, out of Europe.
Amzat, how are you doing, man? How are you doing?
Yeah. I feel like a man still in the Champions League, bro.
Interesting. So, who is not in the Champions League, though? Who is not in the Champions League?
Some Red Devil ass niggas in Moscow or whatever part of Russia you guys are in right now.
But you know, there's something that we share in common, Hamza. I don't know whether you know.
You're still in Europe, bro. You're a lesser man. You know what I'm saying?
We all know that we're both in Europe. It doesn't matter. We're both in Europe. Huh?
It's Kiveria. I'm telling you, it's Kiveria's fault.
But he's back on now. He's back on again. Talk again.
So I said, Shout out to Game of Thrones for the line.
Oh, it's all good, man. This is the second time I'm going to shout out Game of Thrones. Somebody was confused when we shouted them out the first time round. But anyway, it looks like Kivaria is prepared. Kivaria, do you have any opening statements against the barrage that Sir Hamza has?
Please acknowledge the fact that you are the least of all men.
Oh, jeez.
I prefer not to speak. Not to speak.
I see.
If I speak, I am in big trouble.
That's how he feels. He said he prefers not to speak, Hamza.
Kivaria, you can't keep quiet all episode.
Nah.
Man up, my nigga.
But anyway, okay. Let's avoid that. Let's just avoid that. How are you feeling generally?
Well, to keep the positivity going.
In Guardians of the Galaxy, every time you ask him a question, he says, "I am good."
Abi,
The positivity going.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to give a big shout out to Llorente. I think that's the most significant thing you've ever achieved in your entire football career. So shout out to you.
Oh, but VAR came in clutch, man. VAR is sweet when he favors your team. What do you know? Oh, man, see Pep Guardiola jumping, running around, looking for substitution. Before I could even find the substitution, they've already cancelled the goal. I was laughing, man. That thing was funny as hell. But, man, he actually proved my prediction wrong. As you know, I dislike Tottenham with all my heart. So, I'm not going to say cheers to Tottenham. I'm going to say cheers to Sonny, though.
Come on, you Spurs.
Sonny boy, you did well. Sonaldo, Sonific Messi. Son Lionel Messi. But that guy is really good, though. Come over to Barcelona. We won't mind you in the team. You get Abidi. Son, nah.
I didn't know you speak French now,
man. Son, you don't...
I know the Champions League anthem is in French, but I don't know about the Europa League anthem.
So you don't want Son in your team?
Why are you saying we, my brother?
I see. So you don't know that I'm a Barcelona supporter.
Just look at this.
Nah, man. I thought you were speaking French. Then I realized Arsenal playing the Europa League. They don't know the UEFA Champions League anthem.
Okay, I see. Okay, don't worry. I've noted this. This is how they treated me. This is how they treated me when I was a full-on Barcelona fan last season. The week that I said, okay, I'm no more supporting. I'm done. I'm going back to Arsenal at the end of the season. They lost to Emmanuel Boateng's hat-trick. But anyway, I digress. Let's go back to, okay, you know what? Let's start with Man City Tottenham. What do you think
what
that
game? Miss? Aubameyang is trash.
Did he miss it? The keeper punched it.
He missed it. He's supposed to score this thing.
What happened to him then? Aubameyang misses all these kind of chances anyway.
How you bottle this sitter? This is a sitter.
Hello, it's still the Go Buckets podcast.
Alright, but okay. Man City Tottenham, what do you think that game was? That game was one of the best games I'd watched, or maybe the first 30 minutes. It was one of the best games I'd watched in a while. So
yeah.
What did you think, Kivaria?
Man, it was a good game for a neutral, man. It's every neutral's man dream to see a high scoring game, lots of chances, pace, that kind of thing. It's every neutral's
some
dream.
Some of us are used to it.
Pardon yourself, I beg.
Which pace are you talking about?
Wait, Ernesto Valverde's Barcelona.
I beg, shit.
What do you mean? which Barcelona are you talking about?
Are you talking about this Barcelona?
I didn't say anything. I just said some of us are used to it. I didn't say anything. No context whatsoever. Kivaria is just catching feelings.
It's possible. But what do you think about the controversial decisions? First of all, the first one was the Fernando Llorente's handball.
It's not a handball.
It shouldn't have counted.
Seriously, you think that ball shouldn't have counted?
Ah! Well, you mean the goal?
Yeah, the goal.
How is that a handball?
Can I say something?
I'm listening to you.
Go to the UEFA rule books.
This is what I don't like.
It's a revised law that started at the start of this season. When you score a goal and your hand has anything to do with it, regardless of the position of your arm, it should be ruled out. That is the revised law.
Nah, bro. That thing was inadvertent. His hand was by his body.
But that is the law. The law says as long as your hand had anything to do with it, his hand definitely diverted the ball onto his hip and it went inside. That has actually influenced the goal.
Yes or no? I totally disagree with
this
you.
Is why I disagree with you.
Like
then if you believe, if you are going to give Llorente's goal based on the fact that it was, because based on the fact that the moment and everything, and you could neglect it, then as well you might as well count Sterling's goal since it was marginal.
What do you mean marginal?
That's what I'm saying.
Offside is offside.
It's not marginal.
It was offside.
That was like half a centimeter.
It's offside.
Offside is offside, my guy.
Then it's handball. That's what I'm saying.
Look, man.
It's not handball, man.
Based on the rules, it's handball.
I don't know. Is your Pep Guardiola bias coming out right now? Because I'm flabbergasted.
There's no Pep Guardiola bias. I can go and check the UEFA rule books. I actually had an argument with someone about this morning. And the person referred me to this rule book. And I agreed with him in the end.
Man, I don't know about you because, like, that handball, it wasn't like it was.
And what is wrong with Chelsea? Why are they 4-3 silly?
Why are they what?
From 4-1.
What's this?
From 4-1 to 4-3.
They're still leading out. Those guys need to score two more goals. Come on, that's like difficult to do. They were leading. Chelsea were leading 4-1. Now it's 4-3.
Good.
Well, I think they're going to get knocked out by Spartak. What's their name?
Slavia Prague. All these names that will have me going to the dentist tomorrow morning.
But anyway, okay, that decision aside. So how about the overruling of Sterling's goal? Sterling, by the way, is a fantastic player. Shout out to him. Same thing.
It was offside. That was the right call, but the referee made the wrong call on your entrance. But simple, based on the rules.
All right, if you say so, let's agree to disagree. Kivara, what do you think?
I don't know what Hamza drank today, man. Because it's not a handball.
Maybe I don't think it's a handball either.
It's an offside. So the referee was spot on. VAR was spot on
both decisions.
Congratulations to Spurs.
Of course, you're going to say congratulations to Spurs because you are a Man City hater, aren't you?
I hate almost all the clubs in the Champions League right now. So it's nothing personal to City.
Yeah, but
there are very few clubs in the Champions League right now that I actually like, except for Ajax. And now Spurs have won me over.
So yeah. What? So who are you picking, Ajax against Spurs?
Ajax, of course.
Okay, Hamzat, what's your pick? Ajax versus Spurs.
Definitely my cousins. My cousins have to be in the final. We got to play like a family Champions League final in Madrid.
But wait, the final is in Madrid?
Yeah, it's in Atletico Stadium.
Atletico Stadium. What do they call Atletico Stadium? Is it my Wanda Metropolo?
The Wanda Metropolitano. So I want to quickly make some comments on last night's game. I feel like, to be honest, one thing that went against Man City at the beginning of the game was Laporte.
Man, Laporte was acting like he was drunk.
You have to think back and ask yourself that if Laporte hadn't made those two mistakes, this game wouldn't have gone out the way, turned out the way it ended.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Most likely not. And that's the thing, because Laporte is usually the most assured defender, and then it was not like he was under any pressure for those two mistakes. It was schoolboy errors, so it was quite surprising.
That second goal, especially, I don't know what he was doing. He just ran the ball to Lucas Moura.
Quite surprising, because you would expect Laporte, besides Van Dijk in the Premier League, just that Laporte is the next name that will come to your head as best centre back.
What?
Oh, it's shocking.
Yeah. No, after.
What did he say?
After Van Dijk, who is the best centre back?
Laporte.
Who do you think it is?
Man,
Oh, Phil Jones.
This is what I don't like. This is what I don't like.
I'm curious.
People that don't watch the EPL, then they say nonsense like this.
Oh yeah, who is the second best?
Stick to watching La Liga, please.
So who is the second best? Who?
You know how many goals Man City has conceded this season? You say Laporte is the second best defender.
Hey, but who is EPL now?
How many goals have Man City conceded this
None season? Of those City defenders are in the top five best defenders in the EPL.
Wow.
Oh yeah,
that's a hot take. That's a hot take.
All of Liverpool's defenders, they're all better than all the City's defenders.
So yeah, what you're telling me
I'll
right
now? I'll put Alexander Arnold.
Forget the fullbacks.
Centre-backs.
So is that why? Can you listen to me, Kiberia?
Uh-huh.
In the Premier League this season, Liverpool are considered 20 goals. Manchester City are considered 22. Please, how does that signify that the Manchester defenders have been shit? Please explain to me.
Have Man City conceded 22? You know, Liverpool has far more clean sheets than City.
Yeah,
I have the statistics in front of me. Come and prove your point, though. The next team closest to them is Tottenham Hotspur, and they consider 12 more than Man City.
Me, I would think there's even one thing, Sef.
Laporte is not the second best defender in the EPL.
Oh, yeah, who now?
Me, Sef, I'm thinking of who. Because I know Van Dijk is one. Me, I'll put Laporte at number two, though. It's possible. But I've not really thought about it deeply.
There's no better centre back besides Van Dijk and Laporte. Mm-hmm. If you see the EPL team of the season at the end of the season...
EPL, they didn't have defenders.
Okay. It's offside. Oh, I was first scared. Napoli had scored an equaliser. I was like, Arsenal, keep it together. But then he's offside.
Hey, EPL doesn't have defenders, seriously.
Yeah, EPL doesn't have defenders, but EPL has fullbacks right now.
You were so sure 1 minute ago.
Yeah, they don't have
defenders. But how is such a trash centre-back the second best?
He was only trash yesterday. Laporte actually has had a great season.
A great season is an overstatement.
Yes.
He's just okay.
No, I'm not saying a great season.
He's just okay.
He's okay. Great season is too much.
They concede very useless goals.
They always concede.
How many goals have they conceded? I've given you the statistic and you're still confused. And you're still asking me this question.
I remember, I just checked, Seth. Liverpool have only lost once throughout this season. I found that wild. Like, I was like, man, seriously? Found it wild. They've only lost once.
There's a vast difference between Van Dijk and Laporte. Whether Laporte is second or whatever position, the gap is just, the margin is too much. That's why I'm even surprised he's even second. Because Van Dijk is way better, like miles ahead of Laporte.
Anyway, let's not dwell too much on it. Let's talk about how Liverpool are probably going to destroy Barcelona's defense in their next round of the Champions League.
Oh, boring.
What do you guys think? What any short thoughts about Liverpool's destroyal of Porto?
Wait, let's talk about Barcelona.
I mean, it's just Porto, fam. It's Porto, lads.
I don't understand. Oh, yeah. Oh, because it's Porto. Porto have gotten to the semi-final and quarter-final of the Champions League on back-to-back seasons.
Yeah, I've gotten to the final. No, we know all about Porto, but it's just Porto still.
Okay, anyhow, Sha. We'll see now. We'll see what your defense can do. Well, because you were facing Lukaku, Rashford, you think your defense is good? They hit the bar in the first 10 minutes.
Let's talk about the United-Barcelona game.
Yeah, I was about to lead us into it.
Are you sure you want
to
go there?
I was about to lead us into it, though.
I'll be singing Chris Brown to you right now, man.
Let's talk about it.
All right. Okay, since you are...
I don't want to go there.
Since you are in a hurry to go there, okay, what are your thoughts about the game?
What are my thoughts on Barcelona? What are my thoughts on Man United?
What are your thoughts on...
Because I have thoughts on both teams.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's give us your Manchester United thoughts first.
You don't want to go there.
Okay. What I think is Manchester United is now a business for branding, and it's no more a football club.
Interesting.
I think they like ambition.
You act so different.
And I think if after 10 years you're still making the same mistakes against the same bomboclad opponents, then you lack ambition.
Seriously,
so I think United is just a company based on. I saw their posts after the loss.
Uh-huh.
They're posting flat caps and jersey prices, so I can see it's basically like a branding business. So I can see United is not a club anymore. That's after trophies, but more about making money. So.
I don't know whether I agree with you with that, but
and the players.
The players, what happened to the players?
Okay. I like to say this result, I cannot blame the coach.
Interesting.
Except for the selection of Young, I can blame him for that one, because that is just
a bad decision.
Ignorance. But but the rest, I cannot blame him for that. The players just did not turn up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me not say anything else about Young. Young, you were horrendous. The hair, you need to go see an ophthalmologist.
I'm sorry. Are you listening to this guy?
I am, actually.
Yeah, look at you say that.
That's my take on United. I have a take on Barca. I'll share it later.
All right, Hamzat, how do you guys feel about beating Barcelona? Do you feel like it's an accomplishment in itself, or it was just more or less?
I just feel the same way I'll feel beating Valencia. Or that Valencia is even too much. A Real Sociedad. That's how I feel, really.
Wow.
Honestly,
heavy.
Honestly speaking, I'm just happier because, you know, I feel like the fans, the United fans, have this false idea about the abilities of their team and their manager and everything. That, you know, we finally put them in the place and stuff like that. And I'm just happy to be back in the UCL semifinals. You know?
Yeah,
it's been a while. I'm happy.
2015 was.
That's where most of my excitement comes from. Now, yeah, I'm happy to throw to Kiberia as usual. Always fun.
All right. Do you have any thoughts on Barcelona's all-around play, though? You were satisfied with everything?
First 10 minutes, we started slow. Every other part of that game was beautiful.
First 10 minutes...
Case closed.
First 10 minutes... We started slow, and then the other part of the game was beautiful.
Yeah. First 10 minutes...
Meanwhile... Under pressure. Meanwhile, Napoli's Lorenzo Insigne is throwing a fit on the bench. Upset that he got substituted just now. Arsenal keep.
Can I ask a question, guys? Sorry.
Yeah?
Is Carlo Ancelotti a fraud?
I don't know how he can be a fraud. He has like two or three Champions League.
What is Hamza?
Well, he seems to be only able to win when he has world best players in his team.
And then Pep Guardiola is a fraud. What are you saying?
I don't really want to get into
it. I'm just saying, by Man United logic, if Pep is a fraud, just saying.
If Ancelotti is a fraud, then Pep Guardiola is a fraud.
That's
what I'm saying. Both ways.
You know, yesterday was funny because when they gave that Man City goal at first, yeah, people were like, man, Tottenham doing what they normally do, which is to choke. But then when they overturned it, everybody turned to man, Guardiola is a fraud. Like,
you know, football fans and the football fans.
That's the football fans are fickle as hell.
And that goal had got in, people would have revered Guardiola. People would have called Pep all sorts of wonderful names.
Yeah.
But then, you know, football fans are so fickle. And that's my biggest problem with the sport as we know it today.
But the thing is that I actually got a newfound respect for Pochettino. So Pochettino is the second Spurs thing that I like. I like Son and I like Pochettino. Good. I wish both of them the best. I wish both of them the best in their endeavors. But apart from that, you know what I feel about Tottenham? Bamba Clatin. That's what I think about those guys right there. And what else again? Oh, Ajax versus Juventus. Hey. Let me ask you guys a few questions.
Kiberia.
Yeah.
Your goat is out. I forgot about that.
You say your goat is out.
That one actually didn't pay me. It's the United one that paid me.
Oh, it didn't?
But Ronaldo getting out didn't actually pay me.
I'm sure you probably almost had a hashtag that night, you know, seeing United or Ronaldo go out on the same night.
I think the United one more, because this Barcelona side, like I said, I have a take on Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. What's your take on Barcelona then?
I think United, as Barca has faced way greater sides, because this United side is trash.
Uh-huh.
United have also faced greater sides than this Barcelona side. I don't think this Barcelona side is that good, or as good as the 2011 or 2009 side.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that team, if you're giving me the same players, if you give me those United players, mm-hmm, that Barcelona team is beatable. That's my opinion.
Mm.
Can I make a counter take?
I say, all right. Can beat that Barcelona team with Rashford. That team is beatable.
Okay.
Can I give a counter take?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, Hamzat. What's your counter take?
So my counter take is none of the Real Madrid teams that won the Champions League in the last 3 years is as good as this current Barcelona side.
What? Wait.
It's just the Champions League for you. Yeah, that's the truth. It's just the Champions League for you. Real Madrid have never played good football in the last 3 years. Let's be honest to ourselves.
Yeah, it's plausible. It's plausible. I need to think a bit about it
more. What?
It's plausible. I mean, they were...
No, I agree on the no good football thing.
Yeah?
But I don't agree that none of those sides are not better than this Barcelona team.
I think they had one side that was better.
That's not true.
Yeah, I think they had one side
that was better. That's not true. But I agree they never played like outstanding football, because the Barca team of 11 and 09 are better than the treble winning side of Madrid, or even the one that won the Champions League in, was it 14? 2014. Yeah.
Yeah, 14.
Fine, they are better than that Real Madrid side.
Uh-huh.
But this current Barcelona team, mm-hmm, you can't say they are better than all those Real Madrid sides that won those four Champions Leagues.
Mm.
No, not all of them. Some of them, or most of them, but not all of them.
Mm. All right, let's talk about goalkeepers. On Tuesday, we saw a tale of two goalkeepers. At first, we saw a tale of Wojciech Szczęsny making two great saves. And then we saw a tale of David Frodegia. I had to get that joke off, even though the joke was... But still, I got the joke off. Anyway, what do you guys think about Frodegia? Because I think right now, it's very difficult to put him in the top five best goalkeepers in the world. Any counter arguments about that? This season has been...
Everybody has counter argued that, sorry. The guy is definitely playing the top five goalkeepers in the world.
But I don't know, but that guy, though...
The hair is overpaid and needs to be benched.
This thing was bad.
Did you know Rashford is demanding £200,000 a week? Like, they should sell him to West Ham. I don't know who he thinks he is.
Sanchez is earning £400,000 a week and doesn't even get to the starting 11. But I don't blame Rashford for demanding £200,000.
If I was coach and he asked me for £200,000 a week, I will sell him to West Ham United. Who does he think he is?
Damn.
Or I'll take the money from Sanchez and sell Sanchez to West Ham United.
I'll sell Sanchez to a music band or something. that's missing a keyboardist.
And good on keyboards.
You guys are wilding out right now. All right, man. Man, we've used a lot of time. Thank God. It means that we won't have time to talk about the fact that Golden State Warriors blew a 31-point lead to the Los Angeles Clippers.
It's not the first time the Warriors have blown a 3-1 lead. You know what I mean?
Man, I beg. Where's your team? Is your team in the playoffs?
Huh? Yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, they're doing pretty well. 2-0.
Pajalsta. Please, I beg. We know the truth.
It's Detroit versus nobody at this point in time, you know?
Anyway, I think that's enough for today. I think we're done for this episode. Do you guys have any closing statements? This episode was cool. Nah. See, since we've used a lot of time. Oh, okay. If you want to talk about the playoffs, what do you want to say about the playoffs?
I think Golden State should stop
playing around.
Stop choking.
Because
I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired.
Yeah, me too. I'm getting tired, man. They should just stop whatever they're
How
doing.
Do you... Ah.
My Golden State was...
I can't believe
it. Like, no, well. That's the answer to your questions.
Man, I was highly disappointed. Highly embarrassed. Like, I've been avoiding Golden State stuff for close to 2 to 3 days now. Like, whenever I'm on my YouTube,
I unfollowed you guys because of that. I unfollowed Warriors, man. I'm like, I didn't follow you guys. But I wanted to press the unfollow button.
Like me, I was just tired. I was like, what is this? Like, what are we doing? But anyway, how about the hater? How did you feel about Golden State blowing a 31-point lead?
Who?
You, the hater. I'm talking to you.
I'm not hating you. I'm just I like the Warriors. You know I like the Warriors.
Uh-huh.
Because at this point in time, my allegiances lie with the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
So do you fully believe that there's any upset in the cards in the playoffs? Like, after watching the game so far, two games so far, do you think there's any team that can upset the other? The
only upset that I think might happen is the 76ers going out.
Really?
I told you. Aha! Thank you. Oh, Hamza, God bless you.
Man, I don't know about that, though.
I want you guys to pull up the last recording. The last recording where I
also
said,
made the same prediction.
Where you guys said it would be Sixers.
No, it was Aljuno that said Sixers.
What?
Yes, that was
what did Hamza said?
Hamza said
No. He said Sixers.
I said Nets in seven.
I can't check it right now because it's on the Twitter.
I said Nets in seven, and you guys said I was being generous. I said I was being too generous.
Wait, let me check.
No.
And then you guys were saying,
this 76ers team is terrible. I don't know why there's so much hype around Embiid, but, you know, I just feel like the Nets have a lot more about them. They have a lot more shooting. They have a lot more defense.
Man,
forget about it. Just me.
You can cut this part out, but pull up the recording. You can stop the like, this is the end of the podcast, but pull up the recording, because I remember I was the only one backing the Nets, and you guys, wait
first. We can clear this up in a minute, because I'm already hunting for the, because I posted the predictions on the Go Buckets podcast Twitter page at Go Buckets. Follow us at Go Buckets. We know we keep it live right there. We keep it hot. No, Hamza, you said Philly in five.
You said Philly in five, and I said Nets, and you guys said I was being generous.
You said Philly in five.
I said
Philly in something, right?
No, you said Philly in seven.
I said Philly in seven. I said Nets will give Philly a tough time. I said Philly in seven. You said I was
being
generous.
I must have been high tonight. I'm sorry to the world. Because this 76ers team is shit. I'm sorry.
Now this 76ers team is a little bit suspect.
I need the fans to respect me.
Respect you for what? It's still 1-1. It could be a five game gentleman's.
Because when it comes to predictions, I don't play.
Oh, please.
I do my homework.
Okay.
Hear me.
If you want to talk about that, let's talk about the fact that I gave Orlando and Clippers 1-1 game each. Five games. Why you people said it was a sweep? Let's talk about that. If we want to talk about predictions.
You gave who? Magic.
I gave Magic.
You're lying. You didn't give
and
Magic.
And Clippers five
you
games.
You said Magic will get swept.
Okay, I wrote Bucks in five. Yes, no, I said Raps in five. Look.
Okay.
Raptors in five. I gave them one game. We need to have a discussion about Kyle Lowry, an all-star point guy scoring 0 points in the in the game one of the playoffs. But, but we're not going to haunt you, guy, because you got 22 points in game two, so fine. Anyway, we're going to come to the end of the Go Buckets podcast episode, man. You know, it's been nice talking to you guys. Does anybody have any closing notes or any closing remarks? Hamza, do you have any?
Bamba Club.
I miss Unclub.
Barca is not winning the Champions League.
That's United fine. Is just a glorified PSG.
Are you sure they're even PSG, Seth?
Please, we already proved that we're not anything like PSG.
You are just glorified, simple.
We're the best club in England.
All right, man. I think that's the end. Best club, we're sixth place.